afternoon and welcome to The Catholic Opinion. My name is Father Anthony Sumich, a priest of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter here in the Auckland Diocese. So let's begin today's show with a prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the gift of the same Spirit we may be always truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. So today, of course, is Good Friday, the memorial of the day of which our Lord suffered his crucifixion on the cross and the great passion. And, of course, today is a day of utter solemnity, penance and fasting within the Catholic Church. So for today's show, I'm going to be doing the Stations of the Cross according to the method of St. Alphonsus Liguori. So for those of you who are unable to make it into church today in order to be able to do the Stations of the Cross, we did ours this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's College. We're going to be praying the Stations now. And if you do want to see what time our Triduum Masses are, you can see on our website at www.fssp.nz. So let's begin with the Stations according to St. Alphonsus Liguori. We'll begin with an act of contrition. I'll pray that for all of us in Latin. Confidio Domini Potenti, Beata Maria Sempre Vergine, Beata Michele Arcangelo, Beata Ioana Baptiste, Sanctus Apostolis, Petro Apollo, Ad Omnibus Sanctis, Qui Peccavi Nimis, Cogitazione Verbo Topere, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Idio precor beata Mariam semper virginum, beatum Michaelum arcangelum, beatum Ioannem Baptistam, sanctus apostolos Petrum Apollum, omnes sanctus et te pater, orare pro me ad dominum Deum nostrum. Miseriato nostri omnipotens Deus et missus peccatis nostris peducat nos et vitam aeternam. Amen. Indulgentiam absolutionem de remissionem peccatorum nostrum tribuat nobis omnipotens et misericus Dominus. Amen. So we'll begin with a preparatory prayer. My Lord Jesus Christ, thou hast made this journey to die for me with love unutterable, and I have so many times unworthily abandoned thee, but now I love thee with my whole heart. And because I love thee, I repent sincerely for having ever offended thee. Pardon me, my God, and permit me to accompany thee on this journey. Thou goest to die for love of me. I wish also my beloved Redeemer to die for love of thee. My Jesus, I will live and die always united to thee. Stabat mater dolorosa, juxta crucem lacrimosa, dum pendebat filius. At the cross, her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, close to Jesus, to the last. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that Jesus, after having been scourged and crowned with thorns, was unjustly condemned by Pilate to die on the cross. My adorable Jesus, it was not Pilate, no, it was my sins that condemned thee to die. I beseech thee, by the merits of this sorrowful journey, to assist my soul in its journey towards eternity. I love thee, my beloved Jesus, I love thee more than myself. I repent with my whole heart of having offended thee. Never permit me to separate myself from thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cuius animam gementem contristatum et dolentem pertransivit gladius. Through her heart his sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing, now at length the sword has passed. The second station Jesus has made to carry his cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that Jesus, in making this journey with the cross on his shoulders, thought of us and offered for us to his Father the death that he was about to undergo. My most beloved Jesus, I embrace all the tribulations that thou hast destined for me until death. I beseech thee by the merits of the pain thou didst suffer in carrying thy cross to give me the necessary help to carry mine with perfect patience and resignation. I love thee, Jesus, my love. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to separate myself from thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O quam tristis et afflicta fuit illa, benedicta mater unigeniti. O how sad and sore distressed was that mother highly blessed of the soul begotten one. The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider this first fall of Jesus under his cross. His flesh was torn by the scourges and his head crowned with thorns, and he had lost a great quantity of blood. He was so weakened that he could scarcely walk, and yet he had to carry this great load upon his shoulders. The soldiers struck him rudely, and thus he fell several times in his journey. My beloved Jesus, it is not the weight of the cross, but of my sins which have made thee suffer so much pain. Ah, by the merits of this first fall, deliver me from the misfortune of falling into mortal sin. I love thee, O my Jesus, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Quae merebat et dolebat, piarmato dum videbat, nati penas incliti. Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath beholds the pangs of her dying glorious Son. The fourth station, Jesus meets his sorrowful mother. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the meeting of the Son and the Mother which took place on this journey. Jesus and Mary looked at each other, and their looks became as so many arrows to wound those hearts which loved each other so tenderly. My most loving Jesus, by the sorrow thou didst experience in this meeting, grant me the grace of a truly devoted love for thy most holy Mother. And thou, my Queen, who wast overwhelmed with sorrow, obtain for me by thy intercession a continual and tender remembrance of the passion of thy Son. I love thee, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Quis est homo qui non flerit, matrem Christi si videret in tanto supplicio? Is there one who would not weep, whelmed in miseries so deep, Christ's dear mother to behold? In the fifth station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that the Jews, seeing that at each step Jesus from weakness was on the point of expiring, and fearing that he would die on the way, when they wished him to die the ignominious death of the cross, constrained Simon the Cyrenian to carry the cross behind our Lord. My most sweet Jesus, I will not refuse the cross as the Cyrenian did. I accept it, I embrace it. I accept in particular the death that thou hast destined for me, with all the pains which may accompany it. I unite it to thy death. I offer it to thee. Thou hast died for love of me. I will die for love of thee and to please thee. Help me by thy grace. I love thee, Jesus, my love. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Quis non posset contristari Christi matem contemplari dolentem cum filio? Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain, in that mother's pain untold? The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that the holy woman named Veronica, seeing Jesus so afflicted and his face bathed in sweat and blood, presented him with a towel with which he wiped his adorable face, leaving on it the impression of his holy countenance. My most beloved Jesus, thy face was beautiful before, but in this journey it has lost all its beauty, and wounds and blood have disfigured it. Alas, my soul also was once beautiful when it received thy grace and baptism, but I have disfigured it since by my sins. Thou alone, my Redeemer, canst restore it to its former beauty. Do this by thy passion, O Jesus. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Pro peccatis sue gentis vidit Iesum in tormentis et flagellis subditum. Bruised, derided, cursed, defiled, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges rent. The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the second fall of Jesus under the cross, a fall which renews the pains of all the wounds of the hidden members of our afflicted Lord. My most gentle Jesus, how many times thou hast pardoned me, and how many times have I fallen again and begun again to offend thee. O, by the merits of this new fall, give me the necessary helps to persevere in thy grace until death. Grant that in all temptations which assail me, I may always commend myself to thee. I love thee, Jesus, my love, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. the eighth station, the women of Jerusalem weep over Jesus. Vidit suum dulcem natum moriendo desolatum dum emisit spiritum. For the sins of his own nation saw him hang in desolation till his spirit forth he rent. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that those women wept with compassion at seeing Jesus in so pitiable a state, streaming with blood as he walked along. But Jesus said to them, weep not for me, but for your children. My Jesus, laden with sorrows, I weep for the offences that I have committed against thee, because of the pains which they have deserved, and still more because of the displeasure which they have caused thee. Thou hast loved me so much, it is thy love more than the fear of hell which causes me to weep for my sins. My Jesus, I love thee more than myself. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Ear mater fons amoris me sentire vim dolores facut tecum lugiam. O thou Mother, font of love, touch my spirit from above, make my heart with thine accord. The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the third fall of Jesus Christ. His weakness was extreme. The cruelty of his execution is excessive, who tried to hasten his steps when he had scarcely strength to move. Am I outraged, Jesus, by the merits of the weakness that thou didst suffer in going to Calvary? Give me strength sufficient to conquer all human respect and all my wicked passions, which have led me to despise thy friendship. I love thee, Jesus, my love, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Fac ut ardeat cor meum in amando Christum Deum ut sibi complaciam. Make me feel as thou hast felt. Make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord. The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the violence with which the executioner stripped Jesus. His inner garments adhered to his torn flesh, and they dragged them off so roughly that the skin came with them. Compassionate, your Saviour thus cruelly treated, and say to him, my innocent Jesus, by the merits of the torments which thou hast felt, help me to strip myself of all affection to things of earth, in order that I may place all my love in thee, who art so worthy of all my love. I love thee, O Jesus, with my whole heart. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. In the 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. Sancta Mater Istoragas, Crucifixi Fige Plagas, Cordi Meo Valide. Holy Mother, pierce me through, in my heart each wound renew of my Saviour crucified. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that Jesus, after being thrown on the cross, extended his hands and offered to his eternal Father the sacrifice of his life for our salvation. These barbarians fastened him with nails and then, raising the cross, left him to die with anguish on this infamous gibbet. My Jesus, loaded with contempt, nail my heart to thy feet that it may ever remain there, to love thee and never quit thee again. I love thee more than myself. I repent of having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Tui nati vulnerati, tam dignati pro me pati, penas mecum divide. Let me share with thee in his pains, who for all our sins was slain, who for me in torments died. The 12th station, Jesus is raised upon the cross and dies. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider how thy Jesus, after 3 hours of agony on the cross, consumed at length with anguish, abandons himself to the weight of his body, bows his head, and dies. O my dying Jesus, I kiss devoutly the cross on which thou didst die for love of me. I have merited by my sins to die a miserable death, but thy death is my hope. By the merits of thy death, give me grace to die embracing thy feet and burning with love for thee. I commit my soul into thy hands. I love thee with my whole heart. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and the Holy Ghost as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Facur me tecum pie flere, crucifixo condolere, donec ego vixido. Let me mingle tears with thee, mourning him who mourned for me all the days that I may live. In the 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross and placed in the arms of his mother. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that our Lord, having expired, two of his disciples, Joseph and Nicodemus, took him down from the cross and placed him in the arms of his afflicted mother, who received him with unutterable tenderness and pressed him to her bosom. O Mother of Sorrows, for the love of this Son, accept me for thy servant and pray to him for me. And thou, my Redeemer, since thou hast died for me, permit me to love thee. For I wish but thee, my Jesus, and I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Iuxta crucem tecum stare, et me tibi sociare in planctu desidero. By the cross with thee to stay, there with thee to weep and pray, is all I ask of thee to give. In the 14th station, Jesus is laid in the sepulchre. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider that the disciples carried the body of Jesus to bury it, accompanied by his holy mother, who arranged it in the sepulchre with her own hands. They then closed the tomb and all withdrew. Ah, my buried Jesus, I kiss the stone that encloses thee, but thou didst rise again the third day. I beseech thee by thy resurrection, make me rise glorious with thee at the last day, to be always united with thee in heaven, to praise thee and love thee forever. I love thee and I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me what thou wilt. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus crucified, have mercy on us. Ora pro nobis Virgo dolorosissima, ut digni officiamo permissionibus Christi. Oremus. Intervenia pro nobis quisumus Domine Iesu Christe, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae, apud tuum clemenciam beata Virgo Maria Mater tua, cuius sacratissimam animam in hora tuae passionis dolores gladius pertransivit, per te Iesu Christe, salvatum mundi, qui cum Patre et Spiritus Sancto vives et regnas per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, that thy most The most blessed Virgin Mary, thy mother, through whose most holy soul in the hour of thine own passion, the sword of sorrow passed, may intercede for us before the throne of thy mercy, now and at the hour of our death, through thee, Jesus Christ, Saviour of the world, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, now and forever. Amen. We now pray a prayer to Jesus crucified. Behold, O kind and most sweet Jesus, I cast myself upon my knees in thy sight, and with the most fervent desire of my soul I pray and beseech thee that thou wouldst impress upon my heart lively sentiments of faith, hope, and charity, with true contrition for my sins and a firm purpose of amendment, while with deep affection and grief of soul I ponder within myself and mentally contemplate thy five wounds, having before my eyes the words which David the prophet put on thy lips concerning thee. They have pierced my hands and feet, they have numbered all my bones. And now to gain the fulfill the requirements for the plenary indulgence, and to gain the indulgence, let us say an Our Father and a Hail Mary for the intentions of our Sovereign Pontiff. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And so concludes our Stations of the Cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, just by way of information with regards to the Sacred Triduum, the Mass today begins at, the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified begins at 3 p.m., and that will be at St. Paul's College Chapel in Richmond Road, Ponsonby, as will the vigil tomorrow. So tomorrow's vigil is, as this whole Holy Week is, according to the rites of the traditional Latin Mass of the Church, but that of the pre-1955 changes, which brought in and ushered in the 1962 Missal. So we have permission from Rome to celebrate this Triduum according to the pre-1955 rites. So 3 p.m. on Friday for the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified, the Vigil of Easter, a very long and beautiful ceremony, is going to begin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, solely because the Mass needs to begin after sunset, and sunset is at 7 p.m. So by beginning the Paschal Fire at 4 p.m. again at St. Paul's College Chapel, after that we'll go into the Exultet, bringing the light into the church, and the singing the Exultet, and then 12 lessons to be sung or said or read at the altar. And after that, the procession to the baptismal font, whereby we'll bless the font and make the new holy water and baptismal water for the year of 2021. And after that, there will be two adult baptisms and three confirmations. After that, we go into the Litany of the Saints, and then we begin the Mass at sunset at 7 p.m. So on the Sunday. We will have the 9 a.m. Sunday, Easter Sunday Mass. So everybody's welcome to come along. God bless you all, and we hope to see you in church.